الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I am sitting in Florida, near Tampa, Spring Hill, looking out at an absolutely gorgeous view of big trees, and enough trees there to make it look like a forest. There are some big yams which are growing around some trees with massive big leaves. And then there are some plants which are related to cardamom. So you have that kind of a cardamom kind of leaf. And then there's lots of flowering trees or shrubs. So there's mauve and purple flowers and bright red flowers and pink flowers and some yellow flowers. And a thick green carpet of lawn. Florida weather is absolutely ideal for growing, which is hot and humid and rains frequently. Yesterday there was an enormous thunder shower with a clap of thunder that was like a clap of thunder. And as I'm sitting here, I also see there are some bird feeders, and a woodpecker just came and took something from there and flew away, and there are some orioles which are which come and go, and there are some doves which feed in the feeders, and also they pick up all the grain that falls from the feeder. And as I'm talking to you, there is a canary in the background who is singing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. You will shortly hear that as well. I remind myself, when you that this world is, in the actual scheme of things, it's less than a grain of sand on a beach. Quite literally, or actually literally, it might be even less than that, but definitely not more than that. If you compare it with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the planets and galaxies and so forth that He has created, jalla jalaluhu. Obviously, I am not even competent or capable of understanding the magnificence and magnitude of what He created. So I am only speaking to you from whatever little I know. But in that grain of sand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu created so many wonderful things that each one of them is a sign of His glory and majesty. And the beauty is that it's a question of detail, and it's the greatness of the artist that he indulges in his work in such exquisite detail that I can only sit and watch with my jaw dropped to my chest and say, Subhanallah, so much of effort, so much of not effort, because with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's not an effort, but so much of detail that goes into each thing. This morning after Salatul Fajr, we're coming back from the masjid, when I saw this absolutely magnificent cloud which looked like a horse's head rearing up from the horizon. And the sun obviously hadn't risen, but the cloud was backlit as if there was a lamp inside it. I took some photographs of that. By the time we reached home, it had changed shape into two connected rings. And all in a matter of minutes. So I took some pictures, and you know, alhamdulillah for technology, that we are able to share the joy of what we see across the world. And you'll see those pictures also today when this reminder comes up for you. As I'm sitting and watching here, there's this, I think it's a cardinal that's coming onto the on the bird feeder. Is absolutely magnificent, brilliant red. And then there's a blue jay which beat the cardinal to it. Very aggressive bird, but again very beautiful. And I can go on endlessly. I spend a lot of time just sitting here for me to look at the flowers, to look at these birds flying around and singing their songs, and to look at the green of the trees and the leaves. This is absolutely therapeutic. It's cleaning, it's cleansing from inside. I have with me books on my Kindle, which I downloaded before I came here, so they've got several books. I haven't even started reading them, and that's quite unlike me, because I when I download something, I read it. But this time, I haven't even opened it. I'm so fascinated with what I'm seeing. And inshallah, when I get to it, I will open it. But just now, just looking at these birds and looking at, you know, the world as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it and gave me, alhamdulillah, 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 the opportunity to observe it and to watch it and to recognize His magnificence in it. How can I ever thank Him? And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. I remember a further reminder recorded in the UK, where I recorded the sound of a lark, which was flying up in the absolutely brilliant blue sky. And this was I was walking down a track between fields. Today the canary is singing here. The amazing thing is that this is constant. This is constant, 24 hours of the day. You think about that, there is some makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is praising Him and thanking Him in some part of the world. And across the world, there's not a single silent moment, if you look at it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not being praised. And of course, this also refers to the human beings who have the tawfiq to join the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to praise Him. But to Allah it doesn't matter, because even if they don't, Allah has enough of His makhluk to praise Him. And of course, at the end of the day, He doesn't need any of that praise. It is the glory of this Creator that He creates without a need to create. That He creates beauty, and He creates this absolutely phenomenal beauty without a need that it should be observed and it should be praised. He creates this magnificent variety of color, of shape, of form, without any need that it should be appreciated or that He should be thanked for it. We thank Him because this is our way of showing our ubudiyat, our way of declaring and reiterating and renewing our pledge and connection with Him as His slaves, Jalla Jalalu. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Him to elevate this praise to a level that suits His majesty and grace, not because He needs it, but because we need it. رَبِّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ وَعَزِيمِ سُلْطَانِكَ. O Allah, I praise You. O my Rabb, all praise and all thanks to You. كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ. In keeping with the grace and magnificence of Your glorious countenance, وَعَزِيمِ سُلْطَانِكَ, and in keeping with the glory and magnificence of Your creation. And that's what I always think about, this fantastic dua of the person who did it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him with words which the angels hadn't heard before. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to reward him, not in keeping with what he said, but in keeping with bi jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik, in keeping with the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glorious countenance, and in keeping with the magnificence of His creation. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire such words in you, those who listen, that you may praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day in words which the recording angels have never heard. And like it happened in the case of this man, that they go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this question of how they should write the reward and how much reward they should write for you, for praising him Jalla Jalaluhu in a way that the angels had never heard before. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes those angels witnesses for you on the Day of Judgment. And Allah asks them, what did my slave say? Not because Allah doesn't know, because Allah knows, but so that the angels become your witnesses on the Day of Judgment. And the angels will then repeat your words, whatever they are, which Allah has had inspired you to praise Him with. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I will reward my slave in keeping with my magnificence and with my glory and with my majesty and with my greatness. I make this dua for you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua and enable you to praise Him in a way that pleases Him and that is in keeping with His glory and magnificence. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.